Well, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and what a great day we have today. And as we prepare our hearts to move into this new year 2022, we got great expectation. And the vision that God has put in your heart is in view. God's desire is that all men be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. And it's as we move in that grace of God and that rest of God that we're trusting God with all our heart, we're leaning not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we're acknowledging God, and that we are allowing God to arrange our situations, our path to move forward, and that we keep our hope and expectation on Him without being moved by what we hear, see, smell, taste and touch, that we're being energized and led by the Spirit of God. Then God can order our steps like He's ordered our steps. He can direct our steps into the vision, the plan that He has for our life, these before ordained good works, that we should walk in them. And we do that as we stay with God, as we stay practicing the things that He puts in our hearts to do, what we also know to do by the Scriptures, what's recorded there for us today to do. And God is not manufactured, but it's energized by the Spirit of God. So the vision is in view in 2022 for me and you, as we stay with God, as we pin our hope and expectation on God, and that we are to be led by God. And I was reading the record today, Habakkuk 3, verse 19 says, "The Lord God is my strength." See, God doesn't want us to move in our own strength, our own effort, our own ability. Like it says in Zechariah, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." So the Lord God is my strength. Jehovah is my strength. And He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon my high places. So God is the one that makes you to walk upon His high places that He has for your life in this world, to be that light in that high place, to shine out, to be those living epistles known and read of all men, to demonstrate the power and the love and the wisdom of God, that we can instruct and encourage people through those wonderful inspired thoughts of God in lifetime, that will give people hope in their darkness, that bring light in their darkness, and that we preach that gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. So our wonderful God has provided everything for us, and He's the one that gives us the vision. He's the one that gives us the desires. We can have our goals and we can have our desires. This is really good. Like, God wants us to have those our own desires and goals, which He puts in our heart. But it's that vision that God wants for you. So, like, my desire and the believers here in the United Kingdom that are with me, our desire is to see the Word of God move throughout all of the UK, all of Bristol, from the north to the south, to the east and the west, and all of Europe, from the north to the south and the east to the west. Now, there is no way in our own strength that we can do this. Absolutely no possible way. We can, you know, try and make something happen, but it'll always fall flat if it's not energized by God. And so, you know, God has those before ordained works. So when we go to God, He puts His desires in our heart. He gives us His vision. He gives us His direction. And in Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no vision," this vision here is revelation, "where there is no revelation, the people perish." Now, this revelation isn't the revelation of there's a cure for COVID or this type of thing. This is the revelation that God reveals His hearts to our heart, and He gives us the way to move forward. Like, for an example, when Sharma gave his desire at the leaders' meeting in India, he didn't know what he was going to say at that meeting, but then God just gave him those perfect words to speak forth, and that was to move the word in Calcutta, which is now really moving swiftly, thousands upon thousands of people. And God gave that desire. He brought that desire to pass. And so God has built my vision and the vision of the believers here as we've stayed with sound words, sound encouragement, sound doctrine, right believing, right practice. We're beginning to see the right results, and we can see that God is doing the work. And so again, in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, revelation from God to our hearts, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, what God is saying, happy is he. So we do what God puts in our hearts to do. And God has made this like so very simple, but we can make it very complicated when we think we got to do certain rituals, certain practices. But if it's not producing consistent results, then we know it's not from God. You know, when God says something, it's going to become, and it will remain, and it will be fruitful, and it will sustain. So when we just practice what God has been encouraging through the fellowship, through the things that I've been encouraging, from what I've been encouraged with, I've been putting those things into practice, proving these things. And I'm so thrilled because, you know, I've seen here since I've come back from India, people rise up without any effort from me, that God has put the desires in their heart, and people are receiving what God is working in me here as I minister here and on the Zoom. People are receiving these words gladly, and they're beginning to practice these things, and they're beginning to see great fruit, great results. So the seeds of the words from God have been planted, and they've taken root, and they're growing. The plant, so to say, is flourishing greatly and is strong, with much more fruit to come on what's being planted and what's growing and what God is causing to grow. And, you know, Danny and Amber, they've been a great blessing as they've really gone to God with all their hearts, and they've really received the words gladly. They begin to practice. They began their fellowship this year, and within the second time of them doing their fellowship, the first fellowship it was just those two, and then the next fellowship they had another lady come that is really doing great, and then through her many more have come. And not yesterday, the day before Boxing Day, she invited Danny and Amber and whoever wanted to go to her home, just to have some, you know, celebratious, festive, you know, food and drink, and just a fellowship. But Helen had a great desire in her heart, because there was people there with needs, and she wanted us to come and kind of back her up in a sense. Without her saying these things, she just knew that God put it in her heart to invite us to come. And it was just absolutely amazing, and I could see that God does lead us to our ready-made fields, that he's got the fields there, because we've given the desire, we've prayed for our fields, we've prayed for the labourers, we put our desire and request before God, we've held to that confession and that faith of many fellowships throughout Bristol, many fellowships throughout UK, many fellowships throughout Europe. And I'm not just on about fellowships that are separated from one another, but people moving in momentum together with the sound words that have been given. And so me, Danny and Amber on Boxing Day went to Helen's home, and I was absolutely, God really worked with my faith and built me up, because when I went there, there was people that I knew from 38 years ago, and it was just like being revealed to me as I went there. The first person I got introduced to, I'd known this lady since I was 16, and I said, I know you. And then we began to speak, and God just opened up a wonderful door to minister to her needs, because she had many needs. But she was really encouraged, she was really blessed. And then I met Helen's husband, Mark, a really wonderful man, great guy. And we recognized and worked out that we were in the same year. Mark and Helen were in the same year at my senior school, when I began senior school. We went to the same school, we knew the same people. So God was making this wonderful connection. And then there was another lady that was there, and I recognized, I'm thinking, I recognize this lady. And so I said, I recognize you, I just can't place where I know you from. And it was actually a lady that went to this cafeteria that I go to in Kingswood, where we live. And I would always give my seat to her and be polite to her and also share a little bit with her. And this was Helen's cousin that was there. And this was just going on, you know, people were just turning up. And then there was another lady that turned up. I won't mention the name, but she had great need and been through such a lot this year. And again, I recognized her face. And she was actually friends with our ex next door neighbor. So again, God just, you know, guided our path, directed our steps to this ready-made field, where again we was able to, I was able to encourage this lady, and also pray over her, and just to give words of light and encouragement to her. And this is Danny and Amber's ready field, what they desired, you know, and God has given them people that are just popping up like popcorn, like Sangit has always encouraged us. And so this really built my faith and my expectations, and I could just see that out of all the houses in Bristol, this one house I went to, everyone was there that I knew, also had need, and through Helen, they also have had a desire for God and to know more. So we was able to be those living witnesses in front of them, and Amber knew Helen from work. And just through the years, that they had a good rapport and relationship. And God has just worked all these things together for her good and for our good. So we're seeing this wonderful growth. And then seeing the growth of the other people in the fellowship with Becky, Jancy, and her faith into action. And God giving her miracle after miracle. And Jason, and he's doing and flourishing really great. Kim's doing really great, open doors, and she has a labourer that she's working with. So God is giving the increase, like we sow and we water, but God gives the increase. So the vision of God is now manifest in front of us. That promised land we're in, the promised land of God, the promised land of success, of abundance, of healing, of financial blessing, of great encouragement, words of life, words that build up, words that direct. And God has a ready-made field for you. You know, he's put his desire and vision into your heart as you've gone to him, as you've made known your request and give him your desires. He is certainly working in your heart if you've gone to him, if you've prayed for the laborers, if you desire to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Because this is God's desire, and it's also our desire. And the truth is, we can't make that happen in and of ourselves. There is just no way that we can manufacture the growth of God, the increase that comes with the increase of God. There's no way that we're going to see mighty outreach in our own strength, our own knowledge, our own wisdom. Doesn't matter who we know and who we don't know in the spiritual world, like you know, leaders or whatever. If they're not walking with and being led by God, then this genuine outreach and growth won't occur. And we're going to see the word really move in 2022 here in Bristol. And it's going to spread throughout England and Europe. And God is bringing those labourers to our airport. He's navigating them to our runway. Because this is our desire. We're living unto God. We're not living unto ourselves. And our heart is to encourage those that really want to move, really want to see the things happen. I say to you, connect. Connect where God shows you to connect for the sound words. Where things are flourishing, where things are growing. It's not just the same things year in, year out, where we see little successes. God wants us to be successful in every endeavor, just like he did with Joseph. Even in his situation, God caused him to prosper because God was with him. It says that, you know, Joseph was prosperous because God was with him. We are prosperous because God is with us. We are prosperous in laborers. We are prosperous with God's vision. And God is working with our faith and the humble that receive the words and the encouragement. Even what I'm sharing now, you can really move and be accelerated forward with God, where he sets you upon your high places that he's before ordained, that you're doing the before ordained works that he's put in your heart to do. And Sandgate done a great sharing, which I put on the website, just about entering into God's rest. Like, it's not effort from us, but it's going to God and it's moving in that grace that, you know, it's grace be to you. Like in Ephesians, you know, grace be to you and peace from God and our Lord Jesus Christ. It says for Ephesians 2:9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know why? Because we're saved by grace through faith. And all the, you know, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God has given us these things freely. So it's just up to us to receive it. Receive it and move in it. So Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. The just shall live by faith, not by what they see with their physical eyes. We live by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Like, it's the gift of God. It's God's pleasure to make you increase with the increase of God, to make you fruitful and to abound unto every good work. It's his grace, it's his favor that we're going to do it by. Not of works, verse 9, lest any man should boast. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. See, we can make lots of work. We can be active. In other words, we can go out and feed the poor. We can go out and pray for people on the streets. That is great if God is leading you to do that. Because if God is leading you to do that, there definitely will be fruit from God. Your labor won't be in vain, but it'll be fruitful when we're led by God. So there's many activities we could do in our own strength and effort. It looks good. It is good. Like, you know, but is it led by God? And when it's led by God, then it becomes very fruitful. Just like Peter and John going to the temple to pray, then this door opened, you know, where this guy was laid every day to beg alms, to ask of people. And, you know, Peter and John was just inspired by God. They were led by God. And they fast their eyes upon him. They perceived that he had faith to receive from God. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hand and pulled him up, and his legs were strengthened, and he was leaping and praising God into the temple. And God was able to add to the church daily such as should be saved. See, it was led by God. God inspired these wonderful things. There was nothing from Peter and John. It wasn't their association that they had with Jesus that they knew to do this. It was because they were led by God, that God gave them the inspired thoughts at that particular time and the right words to speak, which produced great results. You know, that's what we want, great results. And then continue in the sound words, like they did on the day of Pentecost. God poured out the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues. They used that spiritual ability from day one. They were ready to go in a new way, in God's new way. And that was to be led by God. And God was able to add those 3,000 souls, about 3,000 souls, to the church, the day of Pentecost, the new day of the age of grace. And these guys, they continued in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread and fellowship, and from house to house. The other great thing about going up to Helen's was, just two doors up lived Sue. Now, Sue is another one that Helen shared with, and she also goes to Danny and Amber's fellowship. So it was like we could see the vision there from house to house, and there's other people too. So God is doing the work. He, you know, is through the desire in our heart that God is able to energize through prayer, through speaking in tongues, through giving our desire to God, looking to God, going where we need to be encouraged and following that encouragement and what God puts in our hearts to do. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So when we're walking with God, he leads us into those good works that he has before ordained for us. It's nothing from us. It's like rest in God. Get up in the morning, speak in tongues, give your day to God, do the things that you need to do, and he will walk you into these good works. And Danny was sharing a testimony with me that in the beginning of the year, there was a young man. His dad was a pastor, but he wasn't really listening to his dad or anything. He was just searching in his own life. And Danny was able to share some great words from him. And then obviously Danny finished the job where he was working. But this guy, he hadn't seen Danny for a good few months now. But he was searching, still searching. And he had to go for about 3 different people to get Danny's work number, because he really wanted to speak to Danny because of the words Danny had spoken to him. So he tracked Danny down, and so Danny was able to encourage him and to really go to God, to look to God. And so, you know, there's fruit going to come from this. So God is doing the perfect work, and it's not what we think it's going to be. It's going to be how God wants it to be. And I was blown away, because like, just praying for the laborers, staying faithful with God, staying faithful, practicing the things that I was encouraging, and I've also been encouraging others, you know, because we commit to faithful man who shall be able to teach others also. And that's what I've done, and that's what these other believers here are doing, and the people that also join us on the Zoom, they're practicing this way. And so God's got great work for us, and his vision will be realized. And so again, God's vision is in view in 2022. We can see it in our minds, but now we're going to hold it in our hands, in the physical, the spiritual being manifested into the physical. We're going to manifest heaven here on earth in 2022 with signs, miracles and wonders following them that believe, with healings and deliverance. And we got to expect that. That's a great expectation to have. This is what God wants. You know, he so loved the world that he gave his only son. Jesus Christ paid the price. He laid down his life. God raised him up, seated him at his right hand side with us in him. And so we have a different perspective and a different eyesight view from the heavenlies. And when we're in sync with God, then God can reveal the direction he wants us to take and how to move quick, powerful and sharp with him. You know, because, you know, except the Lord build his house, those that labor in vain. Except God watch the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So, you know, God is the one that's going to do it, and his word runs very swiftly. So in 2022, the word of Jehovah is going to run very swiftly to those hearts are reconciled to God, being led by the Spirit of God, being fed the sound words from God. And so this is where we just stay with the Heavenly Father, stay with God, stay practicing these things. Your vision will be realized, your desires will be realized, and you'll be saying, wow, man, look, God, this is the right encouragement. Look at this. Like I said, out of all the houses in Bristol, God put all those people in one place for me to see. He built my faith. And so I got great expectation, great desire. And God is not a respecter of persons, but that he that reverences God and works righteousness with God is accepted with God. What God will do for one, he'll do for the other. So I encourage you, really go to God. Be connected where you're going to be fed sound words that are going to give you, you know, the right practice, right direction, so that you can walk in those before ordained works that God's got specifically for you, that you can have that impact. And as we're led by the Spirit of God, there be unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace within that body of Christ for those that are really want to do it God's way. They're ceasing from their own works and they've entered into the rest of God. So this is my encouragement. I wanted to share this with you today. This is the 28th of December 2021. Me and my family today, we're traveling up to Wales to be with our older son Carl. So it's me and Kim and Danny and Amber, Leanne, Nick and the grandchildren and Kim's mum. We'll be going up to have some dinner with them and some encouragement and some fellowship. So God is just so great. Every day is a great day with God. And so keep your expectations high. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your lack. Because God says he shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that he is your sufficiency in all things. Make a demand on the provision of God, because you can, because it's been freely given to you through Christ. So Jesus Christ, through what he done, all these wonderful, great and precious promises have been made available to you, and God says, make a demand. You know, you come, you ask, you seek, you find, you request, and, you know, demand. Okay, Father, I demand prosperity, I demand open doors, I demand these labors in the name of Jesus Christ, based upon what he done and accomplished and what you've made available to us. I make a demand upon your provision, the heavenly provision, to come into this senses realm. So I really wanted to share something today, so I just recorded this, and I'm just encouraging you, have great expectation. Don't allow fear, uncertainty, what you see with your senses' eyes, what's going on in the world right now, lots of things going on. Don't look at that, but look only to God. So God bless you.